Modeling X-shaped radio galaxies, dynamical and emission signatures from the backflow model, by Gaurab Giri et al. Some of the radio galaxies show distortion in their jets, forming tailed or winged sources. X-shaped radio galaxies are a subclass of winged sources formation mechanism of which is still unclear. The focus of this work is to understand hydrodynamical backflows and their role in dynamics and non-thermal emission signatures in presence of radiative losses and diffusive shock acceleration during the initial phase of these galaxies. We have performed relativistic MHD simulations of an under-dense jet traveling in a tri-axial ambient using a hybrid Eulerian-Lagrangian framework to incorporate effects of microphysical processes. We have demonstrated the dominant role played by pressure gradient in shaping XRGs in thermally dominated cases. We show that the prominence of the formed structure decreases as the jet deviates from the major axis of the ambient. The wing evolution is mainly governed by re-energized particles due to shocks that keep the structure active during the evolution time. The synthetic intensity maps of the radio galaxy show similarities with morphologies that are typically found in observed XRGs. This includes the cases with wider wings than the active lobes. The characteristic emission signatures in terms of its synchrotron spectra and implication of equipartition condition in age estimation are also discussed here. Additionally, we show that discrepancy of age can be attributed to mixing of different aged particle populations. Further, the effect of viewing angle on the difference of spectral index of the active lobes and the wings, DA, shows a large variation in degenerate behavior. We have demonstrated the role of diffusive shocks in the obtained variation and have concluded that the spread of DA is not a dependable characteristic in determining the formation model of XRGs. This was Modeling X-shaped radio galaxies, dynamical and emission signatures from the backflow model, by Gaurab Giri et al.